We'll start off with a problem is, and we'll try to trace it from the source. The question is the impact of Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni on two events, on a yard site and on a bar mitzvah. So, you have in two places in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes the Mari Mintz. Start with the yard site, and then we'll go back, and then we'll try to figure out how this works. And I have any number of questions. When all the dust settles, though. Starting Tovkup Samaches Sibzai. Kishira Yom Shemes Ove Ve'imo Ba'odr. The yard site for his father or mother occurs in Adar. Ma'ashonam Uberes. And it's a leap year, as this year. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tshuvas Maril Yis'ana Ba'adar Beis. He should fast in Adar Beis. So their view is, as the Chofetz Chaim explains, Shabashona Shemespo Ovid Mahoya Shonam Uberes. The whole problem is, if his parent died in a year which wasn't a leap year. If it was a leap year, so then whatever happened was true then, is true in the leap year. But he died in a year which wasn't a leap year. Uvishonim abon macharkach esram ishonim uberes. And of course, sooner or later, a leap year showed up. Das a mechaber desnam adar hu adar sheni. Adar is adar, real adar is adar sheni. V'yesh omrim lehepuch. And some say the opposite, that the real adar is adar rishon. V'gam yesh b'inyaneinu tam dein mavirun ala mitzvahs. There's an inyan of ein mavirun ala mitzvahs. So that, but that would seem to be true. If you're going to use that reason, that should equally be true by a bar mitzvah too. The Gemara, one of the svaros that the Gemara has, that part of the problem is to relate to all the lumdas that we're going to find there to the Gemara. The Gemara has a question when you read the Megillah, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. So there's a view that you read the Megillah by Adar Rishon. Because why? Because Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. So it's a very interesting use of Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs typically means that the Goyim set up the Seder plate that every item that you use should be closest to hand. And you should only go to an item further away from you after you've already used the ones closer to you for the mitzvahs. So you shouldn't have to pass over anything else. So obviously, according to the Goyim, you're not going to have the mora. We have mora twice. You're not going to have mora on the bottom of the Seder plate. On the bottom of the Seder plate, you'll have karpas. Mora will be further in. Because we first come to the mora later on. So the Gaon say there was because of Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. This means if I have an opportunity to present itself, I take that opportunity. I don't skip over. That's Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. Here we have a different question. The question is, when should we read? If I decide to read another Sheni, so there is no mitzvah now, there is. So the Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs apparently means that since it's the first, hypothetically, there's an opportunity in Adar Rishon to do it, and there's an opportunity in Adar Sheni, so I might as well take the first of the two opportunities. That's also the Ein Mavir to be Koveyer Isman. And we're going to see this becomes going to become a very problematic exercise. But so the Mechaber sheet is Ana Ba'Adar Beis, that the yard site you observe in the second Adar. That's the real deal. V'yesh Oimrim Dis Ana Barishon. And some say you should observe the yard site in the other region. Okay, now. And then he brings Yoyesh Machmirim his Anois Bishneim. Some allow you to do both. Now, one would have the impression when the Chofetz Chaim wrote that v'yeshamun lehepuch, meaning to say that they hold out the Rishon as the main Adam. That's what seems from the Chofetz Chaim. And then he says, v'gam yesh b'nei otam dein mavirin ala mitzvahs. So it seems to be suggesting a reason. Now, this is not going to fly very well, as we're going to see. Because when we'll see, my guess, I don't know for sure, I would suppose that in all probability, most of the Rahon did not see the Tshuvas Marimints. That would be my estimation. You know, Sfarim were hard to come by, and it was a very old Sefer, it was from before the time of the Ramah already. So I wonder how many actually saw the Tshuvas Marimints inside. Now, we go to Siman Nun Hei, and the Ramah again quotes the Marimints. And here's the issue. Umisha noilid ba'ador, v'nasa ba'mitzvah v'shnasa ibo, and his ba'mitzvah comes out this year, in the Ibu Yom. Ein onasa ba'mitzvah ador ha'sheni. He first becomes ba'mitzvah and ador ha'sheni. So he said, Chofetz Chaim asks the kasha. Avagav devar kosa ba'bacha ba'septes t'chodesh ha'ibo b'chlal. So there we wrote, lo'olam u'kotna t'shiyomi be'isairus, in other words, if he's born in Nisan, so you have to go through 13 months of to get from his 12th to his 13th birthday. It's part of the year. So he says, so the Shulchan Aruch already wrote that he just counted as part of the year. So what is he adding here? So we come welcome having in a daf gemenodet b'chodesh acher, gemurash chodesh Nisan. You have to get the Nisan. Shnas Yud Gimel Mor Beretz. Nasa Mitzvah Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Avon Noilet Rosh Chodesh Ador. Have a minute that Nasa Mitzvah Rosh Chodesh Ador Rishon. That's also Ador. Mashvelon the Ador Rishon or Nikra Ador. Ador Rishon is not called Ador. Well, Chodesh Ibor Mikri. It's the Chodesh Ho Ibor. It's the added month. Shorei in Koronos and Megillah by Ador Rishon. But I'm Be'in and Yud Gimel Shonim Shleima. So here we have, so here he says, Ekeronos and Megillah Ba'ad Rishon, Vanan Be'inon Yigimel Shonim Shleimim. And this is the Marimints. So according to this, because he's telling me, because the real deal is Ad Sheni. So then why is the Yortzeit, he seemed to say to Chofetz Chaim, Yeshom Ubehepuch, that the Yortzeit is an Ad Rishon, because Ad Rishon is the real deal. This is the same Marimints, and the same Tshuva of the Marimints. It's in one Tshuva. So something here doesn't add up. So this has troubled me, and this is not my first attempt to decipher this. So I went back to the Tshuvas of the Marimints. And there are a lot of very interesting things in this Tshuva. And of all the things that are here, I mean, you will see clearly why his cheshbon with the Yortzeit has nothing to do with Ad Rishon being. He clearly holds Ad Sheni is the real deal. That is no question about it. He has whole cheshbonis by a Yortzeit. You have to keep Ad Rishon anyhow, despite the fact that the real deal is Ad Sheni. But I'm going to have any number of problems with this Marimints that I wish I understood better. But let's. The ride is a very interesting ride. So let's proceed. So he writes to someone whose son was about to become Bar Mitzvah, and he had this problem, which month to celebrate the Bar Mitzvah. So he writes him back, after Huvi Olof is Kartani, he reminded me with Teidagan Kertaroso, Ariel Kamar Boim Shara, 40 years ago, Sha'alani Avichos Kenecha Aluf, the grandfather of this Bar Mitzvah Bacha, the father of the Shoyel, Rav Rabbi Shalom Kuzi Zalder Achida, he asked me a riddle, a famous riddle. Eich Nimtza Sha'ruven Noilad Koidim Shimon, that Reuven is born before Shimon, with Shimon Yeh Bar Mitzvah Koidim Reuven, and Shimon's Bar Mitzvah will be celebrated before Reuven. This is the riddle that he asked me. And it could be any number of days. Which Reuven Noilad B'Seif Ad HaRishon. Reuven was born at the end of Ad HaRishon. B'Shimon Noilad B'Chilas Ad HaSheni. B'Ashana Sh'yid Gimu Yeh Ashana P'Shuta. And it's not a non leap year. Vimkeit Shimon Shanoi L'Adar Hasheni, Yom Mitzvah L'Aleph Bado. He was born, let's say, Aleph. So he'll be Yom Mitzvah L'Aleph Ado. Reuben Shanoi B'Choftes L'Adar Rishon Yom Mitzvah L'Choftes Ado. Then Achav Yisir Chovches Yomim Achar Shimon. 28 days. Okay, this is the famous riddle. It's in the Shulchan Aruch already includes this from a different source. It's to the Gemara and Eirachin. Ha'ogur b'chidusha me'ahid e'erich and daf lamed aleph. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch has it from another source, the same story. Then he says the following, that this is limited. It's not a general statement of who is older. When we come mokam nirali im hoya to umim, lokeach ruven chelek b'charosa. In other words, let's say they were twins. In other words, they just weren't born the same day. So now, so one was born on Choftes Adar Rishon, and one was born on Aleph Adar Sheni. So the second one got Bar Mitzvah first. So who has the Din Bechor? Oh, so he says that the date of birth is the one that was born first. Keep a Peter Rechem Tal also. He emerged first into this world. That's the day it's determined. It seems to me either it's a Rosh or a Rosh. That's what I seem to recall, he says. He says, and we don't have to be concerned that, you know, the number of months that a person lived in the world, that's not important. We're going by years. Okay, now he says, then he has the following. Then he has a case, a very cute case, which it's a little botched up the way it's printed here. I'll straighten it out the best that I can. I'm surprised that the Magia didn't straighten it out. But the way I understand it is the following. He has a b'choftes adam shana pshuta. It's not going to help in the case that it won't work out, you see. He deals with a case that a guy was born on Aleph Nisan and a shana pshuta. With his abra chaydish, and then they decided to make Ibra Chodesh. So they pushed up Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Aleph. And they gave 30 days to this Adar. Mishum Aviv, because they wanted to make sure Pesach was in the spring. It was too, but they missed by a little. They said, Tekubas Nisan B'Chodesh Aviv. V'oz Einan Tzrichel Abra Hashanah, then they won't need Ibra Hashanah. Just by adding one day, they succeeded in straightening out the problem. Kedisa Perakamah to Sanhedrin, Perakamah to Rosh Hashanah. So now what happened was like this. Now in the Bar Mitzvah year, though, it's a regular Ador with 29 days. So, and then, so one kid was born Lamed Ador, and the kid was born tomorrow was Aleph Nisan. When they come to the Bar Mitzvah year, there's no Lamed Ador. That's, I believe, the case. We're back to 29 days. Yushneya b'nei mitzvah b'echad b'nisan. That's why it's clear that he was born, it means he was born on Lamed. What would have been Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a mistake. And Lamaisa, they changed it from Aleph Nisan by the last second, and they made it Lamed Ador. And by his Bar Mitzvah year, there's no Lamed Ador. So Mameila, they both get Bar Mitzvahed b'Aleph Nisan avvish echad b'yam zokim b'chaber yom echad. Even though one's a day older, you can have the same story. Then he says the but he did. In other words, if to what?
What did that also be true with Kislev?
Lechayra.
Does it have to do with the fact that they were out of the Chodesh at the last second? Or?
No, it's just he's dealing with Adors. So, but Lechayra should be the same. Now, well, the Indian Shilton, nearly. Now, as far as till now he was, you know, examining various permutations. This is Linyan Shulten, nearly the Bar Mitzvah of Adar Hasheni. That the Bar Mitzvah is an Adar Hasheni. Boy. This Abra Hashona, this Abra Loi, means that if the year gets extended, so the calendar year, so your year of your life is extended too. In other words, it's part of the same year. So if there are two Adars, so the Maisa, it's part of the year. So therefore, kinimtzu b'tshuva, the tshuva is a confusing tshuva. He has a hard time with this tshuva. I don't want to get lost in this tshuva. So we're going to skip over the tshuva. You're welcome to look at it on your own, but it's pretty dense. He does not tell us the source. But he tells us his conclusions, what he learned from a tshuva. If they're part of the year or not, that 1 year is 13 months. It's like there was one long month of 60 that of the two others. Vadas machras came. Shavu'ilu noilad b'chilas Nisan. He says, what would happen if this kid was born in Nisan? One would he tell me he's bar mitzvah, and then the next year is a leap year? Is there anyone that would tell me he's bar mitzvah and adar sheni? Also, yipshidish abeis adoron kechodesh echad. We don't view them as like the year changed. We'll just say the year stayed on hold and ran, you know, another month. Hochanami lo yishno. So why should this be any different? No.
Who says the extra days are on the back end of that month? Maybe they're on the front end of that.
Oh, you're going to see in a minute. He's going to come to this. So which end of the month are the extra days on? So now he goes on. Listen to this. There's a whole issue. Oh, there he goes like this. Oh, nearly. He wants to bring a raya. He'll have a raya and from a Tosfos in the dorm. Tosfos is on the Samuch Gimel Amud Beis. The last one on the page. Taisus says, Chodesh Ibor Adar Rishon. Who Taisus says? The Chodesh Ibor is Adar Rishon, v'loy Adar Hasheni, and not the second Adar. Why? Teida. Shari Adar Rishon milamed yoim. The first Adar has 39 days. Sheni Michav Tes, which is the normal size of Adar. So you see, it's not the regular Adar. It's just the leap month. V'oy, the Megillah Purim B'Sheni. The Megillah Purim are B'Sheni. Alma Rishon Chodesh Ibor. The first one is the Chodesh Ibor. A number of the kashas that I have. So here's Imkain, Kevin Dor, the Rishon, Uvad, the Chodesh Ibor. That's just the added month to straighten the calendar. It's the leap month. That's not Ador. Yeshlonu Lomar, Ilu Noilad Benison. If a guy was born on Nisan, Shas, Yud Gimel Ibor, Ador, Poshe, Dominisha Benison, Yabba Mitzvah, Walo Ador. He was born in Nisan. What does that have to do? Who cares what Ador is? Ochonami name with the Redor Shani Yabba Mitzvah, Walo Ador, Rishon. Shu Chodesh Ibor. He says the truth of the matter is it's not. There's no reason to call it Adar. Velo Nikra Yisar Adar Al Shvat. You can call it its Shvat too. Velo Kora Yisar Shvat. If the world would have called it Shvat number two, Pshita Shohayinu Amu Shoya Bar Mitzvah Ba Adar. That is, can appearish, as we said, Meilu Nolad Ben Nisan. If he was born in Nisan, so Hochanami Lo Yishmo. If you have to get back to his birthday and the Chodesh Ibor is just the added month, it's not the real deal. So of course he's Bar Mitzvah. In the second Adar, the Chibushvil Kriya Shem Shakorola Adar, they didn't know what to call it, so they called it Adar. Is Nachmiz Elios Bar Einshin Chas B'Shalom? Should he become subject to Einshin from that point in time? Although never this Abra Shalom, this Abra Lo, that he gets the benefit of the extra month, he has the extra month in his year. Hello, Kriya Shem Lab Mishum Hochi also. They didn't give it a name to say it's truly Adar. Alamnesha Adaru Chodesh Achron the Chadoshim. That's the last month, so they run out of names. So since it's at the end of the year, when you add the month on, so they just use the last name twice. It's Nos Nulosa Hashem. Because then, okay, Rosh Hashanah, Tzof Adar Ma'abri Mashana, and the latter half of the year is the only time they do the Ibra Hashanah. They don't declare the Ibra Hashanah until after Rosh Hashanah. L'kodim L'chein, and not earlier, but L'tzorach Godel. So Mameilah had to come out. So Mameilah is towards the end of the year. So that the last month, they ran twice. Abel Nisan, who Rosh Lechotch Hashanah, they couldn't call it Nisan because Nisan starts the new cycle. The Gam Tkufa Shein Al Seidi Yemei Sachamad at Tkufas is Menisan and Nina. Vo'ibur Mamalip Gimosa Lahashim Chotch Elevan Al Chotch Hashanah. The sole purpose of the leap is just to coordinate the lunar and the solar calendars, as we find the Gemara says. So therefore, he says, when we tamza some Chula Ador, so since it comes at the end of the year, so they called it Adar. They could have called it Shmero. They happened to call it Adar.
According
to this, the concept of the Mishnah has Adar Marv Mesimba, no Shemus. These are Persian names, and seven of them are mentioned in Tanakh. Kamosha Koru Adar, you call it the Gross of Shvat. They could have called it Shvat too for the same money.
It's
So why wasn't it last?
We're talking about the second
why
one
wasn't
now.
It last, was it?
What?
It's random. Nothing was either. Why?
Because it's the last month of the year. So since the year didn't end, you can't count it as Nisan. Because Nisan starts the news, the Rishon Hulachem Lechotche Hashanah. So they ran, they got up to the end of the year. So what are they supposed to do now? So they just called it either twice, that's all.
The real
it's the second good. So what are they supposed to do? In other words, they could have called it Shvat, they called it, so they used the last name twice. He says, big deal. They could have called
why
it Shvat.
They put this extra after.
What?
Why talk it, didn't they make the first?
No, that you can't, because you're supposed to have, that's clear from the Gemara, that the one that's, the one that has Purim is supposed to be the one that's Samach L'Nisan. That's the lima that the Gemara has. But for the Megillah, the Gemara says that it's the Adar of Samach L'Nisan.
But why do we need any other rayas? That's the reason.
The what?
Because why do we have to bring any rayas that the first Adar is not really Adar
Samach? Oh, why do we have to bring rayas? Because there are Man the Omrim in the Gemara. There are Man the Omrim that hold in the Gemara. That's why I don't understand. Did you read the Megillah? Some have the Dalet Parshias. Right? There's all types of Shitas in the Gemara. So, what's... The Gemara was not so clear. One Man the Omrim said, you read by Adar Rishon. They not Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. And you read the Megillah by Adar Rishon. You can't wait till Adar Beis. So what does that mean? If it's not Adar, how did you think to have Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs?
So, but it isn't. So what if the Adar really is
Adar? Exactly. It's so Elamai, except that the Gemara said that Adar Asomach L'Nisan. You have to read the Megillah. So why is the Mari Min so convinced that this is not the real Adar? Maybe there are two real Adars. I mean, the Gemara didn't seem to have, the Gemara didn't just answer the problem that the Man the Omer had said to read by Adar Beis held because Adar Beis is Adar and the first Adar is Mechalnishkan Adar. It's the leap month. Call it what you want. Like he says, you could have called it Shvat for my sake, as far as I'm concerned.
But, Rav, why would you call the second one?
Because the second, I told you, because the Adar Asomach L'Nisan has to be the one that you read the Megillah. That's the way we paskin. And the Gemara learned that it had to be Adar Asomach L'Nisan. The Gemara learned from a drosha. So Mamela, the real Adar of Purim and the Dalet Parshias has to be the one that's next to Nisan. So that can't, the extra month means just extra. In other words, his conception is extra means, call it January. Okay, we'll give it an English name. It's not Shvat, it's not Adar, it's January. Every 7 times in 19 years, we Jews have January. Yeah.
Under normal circumstances, if we didn't have a calendar already prepared for us, and that was done after the, what do you call it, after the Nesach Purim, and after the Chag, so that we wouldn't determine to have a second month until after we just saw Al-Khara, we wouldn't determine. By the second month until after we sell it,
no, that shouldn't be. Normally, they would listen. They know very clearly. We know from the we know before the 19 year starts when we have to have the leap years. It's very simple. We don't have to wait to see.
So then, why do we have a Besdin of 3, 5, and
whatever that has to be done, I'll be Besdin. But we have a Seder, basically, how we do it. Good. Besdin sometimes can add, can move it around, but there's a basic Seder. The leap years run the same all the time. Right? 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, 19.
Even before Hillel came along, it was always Star Week. It was always...
I don't know. He seems to... I'm not sure. But in other words, listen, relatively, you had to have that amount in 19 years. So there would be no reason for them to have to wait. I mean, you could figure out pretty clearly, according to the solar year, which years it's not going to be over.
But then
they sometimes so good. So they made it. So they pushed the Nibra Hashanah for an outside reason. So 1 year they pushed. That's good. That happens sometimes, but that wasn't the norm.
The thing is, doesn't Adar normally come after Shvat, and then we may decide after?
Yeah, but you may. But that's usually not the case. That's usually not going to be the case.
So the Marimit
doesn't hold. You're dealing with the. In other words, there's an outside possibility we could do it at the last minute. For varied reasons. Rova Klal Yisrael, they had a hard travel conditions and they couldn't get, they're not going to get there for Pesach. Whatever, we see for the craps. But those are the exceptions. What we do know, we know we're going to have to run 7 leap years, and 7 leap years in every 19-year cycle. So we can fetch, it's going to be this year, it's going to be next year, but approximately we know where we are. In other words, we're not letting Pesach take place on March 5th. It's not happening.
The idea that Purim has to be next to Pesach, that's accepted by everyone in the Gemara, or no?
That's the way we paskin. That's a machlokes in the Gemara.
So the rayas that we're bringing are just rayas which way we should paskin from the Gemara?
I'm only asking. The Gemara seems to did not have an easy time deciding where, which Adar you're supposed to read the Megillah in. So if it's so obvious that Adar Rishon is not Adar, and he's quoting a Tosis in the Dorum that says that, now, why in the world didn't everyone that very simply coalesce to read the Megillah by Adar Sheni? How can you tell me Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs? So if I tell you Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs, and next year I'm going to read the Megillah on Yudalat Shvat, Erev Tu B'Shvat, I'll read the Megillah because of Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. So nobody would say, they tell me I fell on my head. Can't be, because it's not Adar. How, what do you think? What are you thinking? The Megillah, you have to read an Adar. It says so in the Megillah. So how did Gemara think he could read it by Adar Rishon? And the Gemara even only dismissed it, not because the Gemara didn't dismiss it because it told me that that Adar Rishon is not Adar. The Gemara said it has to be Adar Samach L'Nisan. Now, if you want to learn, but you could dray a little, you could dray to say that once the Gemara was Mechadish, that Adar Samach L'Nisan, so the Gemara was being Mechadish through that, that that's the only Adar. And the first one is not. In other words, initially I could have cleared which is the real deal. Rishon or Sheni. So the way to determine which is the real deal will be which one has Purim. Where do we have Purim? That you could say. So maybe you learn like this. So in other words, the Gemara Shaila was which is the real deal. And the more debated. So those who wanted to say Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs, they kind of could say that the first one is the real deal. Why say the second one? Make the first one the real deal, and we'll have the earliest opportunity to do the mitzvah. And the second one, in other words, you'll have to put that in according to this Tosfos into the Machlokes in the Gemara, will be that which is going to be the real Adar and which is the phony Adar. So the Man D'Omer that said Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs is going to say that no, since they had the opportunity to make the real Adar first, so why shouldn't they make the real Adar first? And so the Moshe should have made the real Adar first, and make the fake Adar second. And the other man, the Omer, is going to learn that Adar is Somach L'Nisan, so he'll say that's the Mechayim, that the second Adar of Purim. Everyone agrees, in others, the Adar of Purim is going to be the real deal. And since he learned that that Adar has to be Somach L'Nisan, so that Adar is the real deal. And the phony deal is the first one. In other words, you'll have to say that's part and parcel of the machlokes of the Tanoim of when to read the Megillah.
Yeah, right, say it though.
Yes.
It was goofing the machlokes. He's not saying up here in Al-Mitzvahs. He could have just said that.
No. He would say that's the reason. No, that's the reason that the Adar Rishon is the real deal. Because in other words, since I could have made Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So why did I make Adar Rishon? Because of Ein Mavir and Al-Mitzvahs. But I say, I would not write this machlokes in that fashion. But this is what's coming out from this Tosfos. This is not the Mari Mintz. This is a Tosfos and a Dorm.
The Tosfos and the Dorm is talking about Lashon B'nai Adam, or is it talking about the halachic?
Tosfos is not getting involved with that. There's another different way to deal with this, with Lashon B'nai Adam. Tosfos is talking what's considered the real Adam. He's going to come later to this issue with Lashon B'nai Adam.
Isn't
Ein Mavir
and Ala Mitzvahs a separate concept? Like, that's not, I don't see
how
that's a raya, that the first
Adar
is a real Adar.
No, it's not a raya. It means like this. When you read that Gemara in Megillah, it's a very striking departure from what Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs normally means. So the Gemara is obvious, what the Gemara is saying, no matter how you read the Gemara, let's say you read that both are Adar. Fine? Without getting involved in this shayla of the Achronim, is the first one. They're both the real Adar. Let's take it that way. So what's Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs? Telling me, take the first opportunity that you have to do the mitzvah. So I could say, even if I'll say that one of them is the real deal, I should be Zion Amud Beis. You have the Megillah there?
No, the Durham.
Oh. So, if you're going to learn that I could have made either one the real Adar and either one the extra month, right? He could have done what he wanted. So he could say, because of Ein Mavir and other mitzvahs, so I elected to make the first one the real deal, take the first opportunity to do the mitzvahs, and the second one became the phony Adar. That's what you'll have to say, L'chair, according to this Tosis, which is a very peculiar way to read the Gemara. I would not have read the Gemara at all that way.
We forgot about a Parsha Zachar.
Or Parsha Zachar will be whatever month Purim is.
The possibility being Teresa and Megillah is...
Yeah, but that doesn't Parsha... We don't have a fixed man for Parsha Zachar. We only figured out that it ought to be in proximity to whenever we're going to make Purim. But the Torah didn't tell us when to make Parsha Zachar and Parsha Purim. You know, even if Parsha Purim doesn't say when to make it. There is some indication that Purim ought to be Ba'ad Sheni, but that's, again, not absolute. So as I said, the problems is not simple. So he's saying, so conceptually he says, the real Adar is Adar Sheni. That's why and he's saying that's really since this Avra, this Avraloi, meaning to say, like we have a little Moshe. He's going to go into later. Let's say I rent a house from you. And so I rented it for a year's time. So I rented it Shchodesh Nisan from you for a year. In the middle of the year, along came the Sanhedrin, and they declared a leap year. So now the balabos, so now the landlord and the tenant have a fight. The landlord says, in 12 months, you're out of here. The 13th month, I'm like, listen, you give me another month's rent, I'll leave. And the tenant says to him, listen, I rented it for a year. I rented it in Nisan, Beis Nisan, and I'm not leaving until Beis Nisan. And I agreed to pay you $12,000 for the year. That's it. It's not my business how long the year is. So the halacha is the tenant wins.
The tenant
wins, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're sure now that all the lawyers put it in case it's declared a divorce or whatever that you're going to have to pay another month's rent. Okay.
That doesn't indicate which is the real one. Even if the real one is second, but the year's not over yet.
Which?
Oh,
no, this has nothing to do. But what he means to say is the following. What he's saying is that it's part of the year. In other words, you have to become 13 years old to become bar mitzvah. So the Ibra Yor is part of the year, of that year. It just happens to be this year is a longer year. I mean, everyone will readily agree when we have a leap day on the 29th, it's still a year. The year starts January 1st and ends December 31st. Whether it's 365 or 366 days, but we all agree it's a year. So the idea is the year is, he was born in Adar. So when does this year end? This year, it has 13 months in the year. So since it's only 12 months since his last Adar to the first Adar, and this is a 13-month year, so you have to have 13 months to complete the year. So that's where he's coming from. So he's saying, since Adar Sheni is the real Adar, so you should celebrate that. And besides that, is Nis Abra Loi. So, Mameila, the year is considered a 13-month year. So this is his resolution of bar mitzvahs. There he has. Now let's go to the yahrzeit. He has another whole piece. That he says that the... okay, let's... Then he goes to the yahrzeit issue. Umash, and he loshim and ayodim. He goes into. He has another part that he goes. A very interesting tshuva. Umash, and he noyed lahiris the shayalai. He says now he has the problem. What's he to do with your tzayt? So his bar mitzvah boys, he decided when they're getting bar mitzvah. Now the shayla.
That's really a kula.
It's a very big kula.
So why?
I'm not. I think I saw it of Shlomo Zalman. I'm pretty sure one of the eretz from major eretz from the kapayskim. Maybe even Shlomo Zalman held. To put on the chumra, to put on tefillin by the rishon. I mean, the proof does not seem, and in light of the fact that in the Gemara itself considers that there are the omrim that say you can read the Megillah by the rishon. It sounds like it must be Adar. So, you know, what suggests itself is it would be pretty wise to put on tefillin that one. That's what suggests itself, when all is said and done.
We know
it
that way?
It's, the truth of the matter, it's like this. if you know, if you follow the Ramah said to put on 3 months before the Bar Mitzvah, right? If you come from the part of the world where I come from, Yek is also put on 3 months before, right? Like Ramah, like the Ramah, they got the old-fashioned religion, no changes. If you come from where I come from in the world, so Poland and in Russia, so those Jews we put on tefillin a month before. So Mamela, you'll be covered. You'll be 30 days earlier, you'll be fine. You'll be bedyuk fine. And the problem is with the real Litvaka Jews that only put on, they don't put on the tefillin even 1 day early. So they're the ones that'll get themselves in trouble according to this. But, you know, the ones that are noyik to put on early are covered. So now he goes to Yortzeit. He asked me about the Tainus Miyom Shemesbo Ove Vo'imo and Yis'anu Ba'ad Arishin Obesheni. So I tell him she Yis'anu Ba'arishin. They should fast Ba'ad Arishin. V'chein ahakti lahayres m'meked dem etam shafarash. And for a reason that I'll spell out for you, and you'll see it's pretty hairy. It's not a simple reason. He's up and back between two things. On one, he has a pretty solid footing, and one of them is pretty tenuous. V'chein ahakti lahayres m'meked. The machal reason with Shubash Eri or Rav Yankov Val, the Mar Yu, was apparently his relative. Shekosav Shamriz Sals Hirulis Anas Bishneim. He's the one he said to fast in both of them. Vidaito, Lotzim Bishani, and to fast in the second one, Vinomarum Anoidar Adram, Lo Yodash Ashonabu Beres, Adar Arishan. If a guy made a neder, he's going to fast until Adar, and he doesn't know that it's going to be Ashonabu Beres that year, so then you fast only until Adar Arishan. Vim Yodash Ashonabu Beres, if he already knew it's going to be Ashonabu Beres at that point, then you have to fast that Adar Ashani. Vachanami Hocha, Yoda. In all of the years, you know when the yard, you know when it's going to be, so you should have to fast by the shame in those years. In other words, when you accepted upon yourself to fast, you knew that there's going to be an other shame. Bani rogel ha'iros k'mo mariz alat kan l'shayna, and that's what I paskened. So apparently, so he said lotzum b'shayni, hurlis anos b'shneyem. Right, so he said he brought a day that said to fast in both. And his own day was the first B'Sheni. So we have the Marimint held Barishan, and his relative, Rav Yankov Vial, held that the first B'Shneihem. Rather, he brought us someone that held the first B'Shneihem, and he said the first B'Sheni. So we got all 3 days that we have in the Ramah. This is Vani Rogil Hiras Kamo Mariza Tzal Atkan Lishono. That I guess the fast, he liked the first day of the fast Bishneya. Vali Nera, the Yom Shemesbo and Abachlan Ledor. It's not considered a neder. It's a whole technical thing. Shodom Noyder, it's not because Armin of Perakim of the Shuas, Hare Alai Shalolecho Bosso Shalolishtus Yayin Ki Yom Shemesbo. Abba, like on my yard side, Kiyom Shemais Bo Rabba, Kiyom Shenerog Bo Gidal Yom HaNachikon, V'amashmo Shehud Shenodir Bo, he was already Mekabal at Beneder. Alma Stomal Yenodir Bo, Min Astam, it's not considered like a Neder. Ela B'minik Tal Yom, it's a matter of minute, it's not a matter of Varaya. It's very interesting, he says, that it's just a minute B'alma. Dilo Azim, I don't know, Dilo Azim obviously were people that came from outside his country, outside his Medina. Einam is anim oisim, they don't fast Yortzeitin. Verubam einam is anim afilu b'tayinus haksuvim. And they don't even keep all the tiny haksuvim. It's not talking about Yom Kippur, but besides that, in other words, Tom Gedalia and in the Shavuos of Atamas, Dasar of Atavis, they don't fast. Zulas tes ba'ov, you know, that's the real deal. B'tayinus Esther, noyag in mitzad minuk. B'tayinus Esther, mitzad minuk, that they fast. B'tayinus Esther, has made it. You know, it's not so long ago, Royce, I have to tell you. Before I was Bar Mitzvah, my older brother's 5 and 7 years older than I am, approximately. So before I was Bar Mitzvah, I once, when my brothers were in high school, and my father, Olam Shalom, went, stopped in to visit the father of one of my brother's friends. He owned a grocery store in, like, South Williamsburg. And so my brothers and this man's son were fasting. It was one of the Tanaisim. I forgot, it wouldn't have been Shavuos or Batamas, it wouldn't have been Erev Purim, it was probably Asar B'Tavis, or whatever, or Tom Gedali, one of those two. I don't remember which one it was. So, my father, Olam HaShalom, and this either, are both Erlecha from a Yidin, like this was the strangest thing to them. The normal thing, and that obviously was in Europe, in Poland and Russia, the normal thing was a person fasted until Chatzos, and they davened Mincha. And then they ate. That wasn't the norm, except in Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. That was the normal Mahalach.
It was,
but I presume it was correct, because the pshat is they were probably, they were working people. They had to work, and they did probably hard physical labor, and it was very too difficult to fast the whole day. So the no galma was to fast until Chatzos, to daven Mincha, before you broke your fast, and after that you broke your fast. That was the normal way you kept the tainus. I remember they were in like, they didn't know what they were looking at. These guys came from Yeshiva, wanted to fast the whole day. They had no idea what, you know. I must have been, how old could I have been? 10 years old, 9 years old, something like that. You know, 8? No, not 9, probably. 10. Just, you know. So he writes, the Loaz, he says, the people that came from a chutz from his Medina, whichever, wherever that was, he says they fasted Tisha B'Av and Tainus Esther. That's it. I guess Yom Kippur, obviously, everybody fasted. That's, you know. That's it. The rest of the fast, they don't even fast at all. So what are we telling me? This episode? Don't run. No, they're on these fasts. So whatever the minig is, that's what it is. Lekach nir, that since it's only a matter of minig, since the ein ledal mosel in the dorm, it has nothing to do with the raya for the dorm, because it's b'afilum omar v'nodar otzum kiyom shameis bo abba, although hisker ador, and he didn't think about ador at all. Ein ledal mosel in the dorm, ledafka kishamaska ador, if he mentions something about ador, I'm going to fast till ador, v'yod v'yir, with the shatar min and ador sheni k'omar. So now, so when should he fast? So look, you'll hear what he does. So what he does is the following. With the kach mistavrali time of the day. What I'm going to tell you is to follow. What's logical, he says. What's the reason for this minute? What if people fast on a yahrzeit? Omishim deviyom shemesbo abo rabu isra mazli. It's big. This is the reason the levush brings. That, in other words, he's more subject to midas adin in this thing, and needs. Omishim kapor lo avu v'rabo should be a schus for them on the day of the yahrzeit. The gamal rabo oimer areini karaporas mishkavu. So you see that you should try to be mechaper to bring schusim for your rebbe too. Ubro mazaka avu v'lo avu brei. It says lekach dafka biyom amisa v'lo biyom akfura. It's not the yom akfura. It's the yom amisa, because that's when he needs either that's the yom sheis from mazlei, or that's when he needs the lift, the extra schus. Bechein posuk ba'gudur, he brings the agudur, it says that those that fast on yoyim akfura, he says, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, so he says like this. So therefore, svaraloi v'nebisha meis avivo imo rabo v'adar b'shono pshuto b'shono shachroya ibar, the next year's ibar yor is posuk v'nomer kaddish b'shvat. So when do you stop the kaddish? Is it shvat? 11 months later, as we do. Gelo l'shav yirosha. So, because we're not going to say it 12 months, because the Mishpat HaRashom is 12 months, so that doesn't say a year, it says Mishpat HaRashom is 12 months. So after 11 months, we're going to stop. He Mishpat HaRashom Yud Beis Chadoshim. This name of Esechta Adius, Yud Beis Chadoshim is the Mishpat of all varied people. And Yud Beis Chadoshim, Mishpat HaRashom. Oh. So he says the Mishpat ends after 12 months. So therefore what he says? So therefore, he says, "Imke mishenifta b'shana pshuta this abra shana achakach nigmar dino mishpoto ba'adu arishin." So his did ended in adu arishin 12 months later. Not only in a year, it's totally in 12 months. Imke shom shayachatainus v'kadosh. In other words, that's the time. In other words, that his did ends. So you want to be mezakeh him at the time that it did end. V'chein b'chol shana. Ve'inomer klal da'ashenei adonu chashuv and gam zelach ha'idashech ledino mishpoto. And therefore, he's going to get din for another month. Is chalila ki la avis odin bereiva Hashem loitziva. The Rosh wants to give everybody a hard time. Chas v'shalom. So he's not going to extend his din more than anyone else. So 12 months, his din is going to end. So the same as a normal person when the din ends. So you do things to be mezakeh him at that point. In other words, the schus will help him at that point. Or that's the dinar. It's isra mazli. So if we're dealing with tzad, so this has nothing to do, as I pointed out with the Mishnah Berurah, which Adar is the real deal. The real deal is Adar Sheni, but he wants to be Mechayev, a Yortzeit v'Adar Rishon, even though it's not the real deal. Why is Kaporos Oviv? Oh, Rabbi, why should he put it over? So now that the Mishpat ends, and they could, I guess, they could be Zoich, and Kaporos is going to help them, so why are you putting it off for a month for?
Then, why don't we explain the first year outside? But how about subsequent?
Everyone.
But the Mishpat.
In other words, and the yard site is, there's a Hishtanus in every yard site that a person could be Zoicha to go to a new level in Gan Eden. Each yard site is a Zman that's Mesugal for the person. So since this was the first yard site, so 12 months later, there's going to be the next opportunity.
But it's always 12 months?
Yeah, that's what it's.
But then after two or three yards, then we should be in Shabbat.
Oh, we're going to come to this problem soon. This is not, you'll see my problem. I'm going to have a similar problem to yours. And that's why I have a very hard time getting out in light of the first day for the tshuva. You'll see in a moment. So the other reason is this. Now here he's become not so clear. So he's once fasting to ward off of Peronius. And in the Gemara, Megillah says that Akduma Peronius Alom Mekadmina. He says that doesn't have to do with the Shlomo the Shiny Yochad, the Tanisha Rafur, the Korodom Mashanim, Aslom Rashamayim. If I care, this is to ward off. I don't bring a Tzara earlier, but here I'm trying to fend off a Tzara. The first opportunity I have, I feel the Bishabbos. The Oynagulu Tanisha. So I had a kasha, which is very parallel to your question, and I have a very hard time in light of the first day of it is true, but the way he dealt with the bar mitzvahs, and in other words, he adopted Tosis' view that Adar Sheni is the real Adar. So now I want to know, according to him, a guy that died in Nisan, so when does his mishpat end? And Adar Sheni the next year, like this year, a guy that died last Nisan. So when does his mishpat end?
When is he at this whole 12 months?
Yeah, and Adar Sheni. So why don't they keep the Yortzeit and Adar Sheni according to him? If the whole reason is, listen, in other words, he said that Adar Rishon is not really Ador. He says, scotch that. Who cares if it's Ador, it's not Ador. That's not the reason. The reason is that the Mishpat ended in 12 months. It's the same kasha that you asked.
Yeah, it's only the decision you have to make between Adar Rishon and Adar.
So that really suggests, that's what I'm saying, this type of cheshvan would be good minus the first half of the tshuva. In other words, if I would say like this, Adar Rishon is Adar Sheni is Adar, and this is more Adar than that, you know, but he goes on, he's gung-ho. He says, as far as I'm concerned, you can call Adar Rishon Shrat. No shaykhas to Adar. Nothing to do with Adar. If it has nothing to do with Adar, then it's just not after 12 months. So then how do you explain? It's good. So a guy that died in Nisan, so he should have his yortzeit and Adar Sheni next year.
Everybody's yortzeit should change from year to
year. So you want to tell me maybe you have to follow after the first yortzeit. That'll be the koveya. Fine. Maybe the first yortzeit will be the koveya, so we don't change it. Zozai? Abul Maisa. A guy that would die in Nisan, so his first year said it'll be another Sheni. So that's it. So keep it another Sheni going on board. And he just brought the Aguda that don't be concerned with the Yom HaKfura, be concerned with the Yom HaMisan. So we counted 12 months. I just can't put it together. The first half of the tshuva and the second half of the tshuva. Rabbi Yisai will hold it at this point. I have to run to a simcha. So I told you, I didn't promise you that it's going to come out with clarity. It's beyond my ability today.
Stop saying Kaddish either way, right?
Yes.
So